SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
What up, what up, what up, everyone? This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, senior NFL defensive lineman Lee J. Doosable, with my squad, six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, two-time Emmy-nominated sports analyst, the Beast, Brandon Marshall, and our guy that literally knows everybody. I mean, everybody. Was a 2014 Pro Bowl All-Pro corner with the Cincinnati Bengals and a first-round pick of the Tennessee Titans. Adam Pac-Man Jones, fellas, what's good?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Pac-Man, you could have been on ground for us today, man. Yeah, a lot happened in Cincinnati today.
I know. I almost had to go over there, man. Had to be security, man. What the hell is going on, bro?
Security.
They better be learn how to act in my city, Brandon. You heard what I told you?
Well, I hear you, but
call AD. Tell AD keep them helmets to itself.
Man, you supposed a Pittsburgh thing, Brandon?
You supposed no? Well, maybe. Yeah, Lincoln Larmer, man. That's what we do. Look, you were supposed to be there, bro. You're supposed to be there. Hey, I'm Adam Pac-Man Jones reporting live from Bengals camp. You know, today we had a scrummage.
Scrummage. You could have got some on-field interviews.
I text him 2 days ago, like, bro.
I'm like, bro, I already know that, bro.
I was like, bro, like, the Rams are coming to town. Like, why don't you go over there and get some content? He's like, I already know that. Your ass ain't go to work.
It was all-out war today.
It was an all-out war. It's on every channel in Ohio right now. I mean, like, come on, bro.
Nationwide right now, bro.
What you would have done if you were there?
Bro, I'm the security.
We gonna get into that.
I would have pepper sprayed him.
Everybody gonna get put down.
Get back, goddamn it!
So, man, we got a great show tonight. Pro Bowl center and NFLPA president J.C. Treader decided to retire. Now, did he decide to retire because he's the president of the NFLPA and spoke up on issues regarding player safety, a reason that some teams maybe did not want to sign him? We'll talk about that. The Cincinnati Bengals offense gets all the love, and rightfully
was
so.
Good? Was he good?
He was a Pro Bowl center.
Yeah, anybody can make the Pro Bowl.
Nah, not anybody can make them. I mean, he was a good player, man.
Okay.
But the Cincinnati Bengals offense gets all the love, and rightfully so. But if the Bengals want to have as much success as they had last year, it's going to be because of the defense this year. We'll discuss that.
Well, don't you talk about my Bengals now.
Hey, man, we're going to talk about it later. And Terrell Owens called out my teammates, Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones, in regards to a race, and was just talking.
He called you fat, bro.
B. Marsh, man. What's up with that, man? We'll talk about that later. But first, we already kind of talked about it in the beginning, in the intro. The Rams and Bengals had all-out war at practice today. Now, the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals ended their joint practice early today after multiple fights broke out. A video has been circulating the airwaves of Rams all-pro defensive lineman Aaron Donald. I'm talking about just swinging helmets at players. And at one point had two helmets, one in each hand, before his players corralled him and pushed him off the pile. Now, it doesn't appear anyone was injured. And after it all calmed down, Bengals head coach Zach Taylor brushed off the altercation in a meeting with media members. Here's what Zach Taylor had to say about the fights that broke out at the Rams and Bengals practice.
Just got a little scuffly, and so we just called it. We were in the last period, and we got two really good days of work in, and so was it worth getting the extra couple of plays? No. So we called it up, and we got two good days of work in, and now we'll go play on Saturday.
What the hell is scuffly? Now, the difference here is because this was in practice and not in a real game, the NFL cannot hand down a punishment to anybody involved. The punishment, if any, will come from each individual team. Now, Tom Pelissero, who's an NFL insider, tweeted this: clubs, not the NFL, responsible for overseeing conduct of players at practice, including joint practice. So it's fair to say that the league discipline for Aaron Donald or anyone else in today's brouhaha is unlikely. B. Marsh, what is your first reaction after seeing this video of Aaron Donald swinging these helmets and this scuffle or fight that broke out between the Rams and the Bengals?
I was in awe of his greatness.
What?
It further, like, highlighted how great he is. Think about this, bro. There's literally 50 people in this scrummage, this brouhaha, whatever the hell y'all talking
that's
about.
That's what Tom Pelissero called it.
And he walks out with two
Two helmets.
Cincinnati Bengal helmets. Not one.
He did get thrown. He got thrown out the club, though.
Like, think about that. How did he get Pac-Man? Your boys are soft, bro.
Oh, he was getting his ass whooped. You want me to tell you what really happened?
What happened?
I'm trying to get my boy to call in right now, but obviously, the Rams didn't have a good day. They was getting their ass whooped. I don't know if y'all got to see the highlights from today, but besides the fight, you should have seen the other ass whooping they got.
In between the lines, you're talking about?
Yes, in between the lines. They had a field day today.
Aaron Donald did get thrown out the club right there at the end.
No, listen, bro. Look at his greatness, bro. Listen, Pac is there. You know, he's our insider. He missed practice, but he's
we gonna have Mike Hilton call us for the end of the show.
Okay.
Let's get juicy. Let's see what really happened.
Go make up for that doing your sideline reporting today.
Well, I'll ask you this, Pac-Man. You know, as an outside guy looking in, should the Rams, you know, fine Aaron Donald? I mean, it's probably not gonna
hell
happen.
No, bro. Like no, everybody knows, it's bro. It's really the last week of camp. So, like, you know, tempers flare. It's hot as hell. And that's a part of the game, bro. It's part of the game.
Listen,
what we signed up for.
Hold on. Swinging helmets is part of the game?
Yeah. I'm saying we in the all-out, bro. Everything is go with me. That's all I'm saying.
Connected with one of the.
Man, I'm saying exactly. It definitely shouldn't be no fine. Bro, I probably would have did that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I'm getting my ass whooped, right? If I'm getting my ass whooped and I can probably grab something. to stop them from whooping my ass, I will probably grab the helmet, bro.
Listen, but he didn't just grab it. He went to town with it after. Like,
what would you do if you getting your ass whooped?
Probably right.
You just gonna take the ass whooping? Hold on, bro. Come on now.
Right. It's a bit much. You know what I mean? Like that. It is dangerous, but it. You know. I mean, we saw that with Rudolph and.
Bro, everything goes, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good thing that no one got hurt. But at the end of the day, man, like, what do you expect?
Bro, as football players, I can't even believe y'all are in here talking. I mean, that we are sitting here and lead you asking these dumbass questions about should somebody get fined in a brawl in camp in the last week of camp? Bro, just think back your last week of playing. I mean, your last time playing football, the last week of camp. Come on, bro. Like, you think he deserved to get fined, bro?
Dude's never got in one fight in 10 years.
I know. Hey, Pac, I know this. Ain't nobody swinging no damn helmet at me.
How you be a D lineman?
I know ain't nobody swinging no damn.
Dude, you ain't never got heated in practice?
Oh, yeah, no, we have, but I know ain't nobody picked no damn helmet up and swing it at me.
That because you must want to be their ass good enough.
Friendly. Nah, they knew fucking better.
Oh, now you want a girth.
Bro, I told you off camera, bro, if he would have connected with that helmet, like, everything else go out the window. Like, this fight not going to stop.
Tell him what you said.
He going to have to see me. And
of course. I would have been at the gate. You know how that go. Yeah. We got to get it on, but, you know.
I'm waiting for you.
Like, I'm at the gate.
I go in.
All right.
Brandon knows about
that. Let's reel it back in.
Yeah, because we're talking over each other. Yeah,
let's reel
we're
it
having
back
a great time.
We love you, AD.
Right now.
I will say that. I love AD. That's my boy.
We do have a job to do, and we are on live radio.
So I'll ask you guys this question. Like, should this put an end to joint practices? Honestly, I think joint practices are stupid, if you ask me.
Well.
Because, one, you know it, Pac and Brandon, like, the intensity level goes up when you're facing another team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got two cross practices 2 days in a row. That's essentially two games on your body. And then we playing them in preseason anyway. So what the hell is the purpose of playing a preseason game if we essentially had two games against this team during the week? I think, you know, and we've seen, right? We saw it with New England. I forgot who they were practicing. I think it was Carolina. The fight broke out and went into the crowd. Like somebody just out there coming to watch the practice could get hurt. I just think it's ignorant at this point to have cross practices.
No, it's not. I mean, it's really good. We fight amongst each other. You know, you have all this pent up aggression, excitement, you know, everybody's in different places, hot as hell outside. You know, everybody's emotional. And so it could be jet on jet, you know, it could be giant on giant, you know, so you already get that.
Yeah.
So when you play against each other, obviously you feel like you can go a little bit farther because it's not your brother, it's not your teammate. But the fights in camp are inevitable, right? Now the swinging of the helmet, like somebody could have been seriously hurt. You don't want to go that far, but that's what it is sometimes in ball. And what I was saying before Pat cut me off for the third time, it's like, man, look, you have grown men out there. The sport that we play, like, it ain't nothing. Like, Aaron Donald, he ain't out there trying to make friends
at all.
Did y'all see the clip? Did you not see the clip that we got where he talking about, like, choking his teammate?
Choking his own teammate.
Ain't nothing sweet. Ain't nothing nice out there, Pat. This is what happens. Yeah, now, yeah. I'm glad that no one got hurt, but this is football.
Yeah, what do you think about these cross practices? Should they end these cross joint practices, Pat?
Can I speak, Master?
Oh, my God. Lord. No, you didn't take it there.
What?
Oh, wow.
Y'all let me know when I can talk.
Go ahead, Pat.
Just don't cut. You don't cut me off, I won't cut you off.
You good to go, Pat?
All right,
I'll take it.
What's the next question?
Pack, bro, you hilarious, man. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lee J. Doosable, with my squad, Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones. We were talking about the fight between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams. And we move forward to the Dallas Cowboys, and it looks like their left tackle, Tyron Smith, will be out till December with a knee injury. Now, the Dallas Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith is unlikely to return before December after his left hamstring tore and came off the bone during Wednesday's practice, a source told ESPN on Thursday. Now, he was hurt on a running play and went to the ground as he went to make a block on linebacker Leighton Vander Esch. He was able to walk to the locker room without any help, and the initial test indicated the ACL in his left knee was intact. Now, Dallas did draft Tyler Smith in the first round, but he's a guy that they were trying to bring along slowly. They were going to put him at guard so he was protected from his left and his right. But now, with the injury to Tyron Smith, he might be forced to move outside to left tackle to protect Dak Prescott's blind spot. So, you know, it's never easy being a Dallas Cowboy fan, but is this this obviously is a major loss, B-Marsh, for the Dallas Cowboys, right? Because, again, this is a turnover on the line. A few years ago, they lost their center. Connor Williams left to Miami in free agency. Yep. So now Tyron Smith has been beat up the last couple of years. They were hoping for a big year from him, and now he'll be out until December, it looks like. So how major of a loss is this for the Dallas Cowboys?
Every time we have these topics and these segments, what I like to do is, like, break it down into themes.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, this theme for this block is Dallas is doomed.
Dallas is doomed?
Dallas is doomed, right? Because they were already fighting, like you just said, and being scrappy, trying to put together their offensive line, which
correct.
At one point a couple years ago was the strength
best,
of this
best
team.
In football.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. They were that. And now you have a lot of gray on the right side. You have gray at the left guard. You know, mm-hmm. You got your guard there, Smith, who's dealing with an ankle. And now you lose, you know, your big boy. And if you look at the numbers over the last 2 years, he's lost. I mean, he hasn't played 20
games.
He's been
beat up.
Yeah. And look at the difference between how many sacks they give up when he's off the field. Yards per rush goes down.
Yeah.
So this is a huge loss. For a team that is already depleted at the wide receiver position, right?
Facts.
And, I'm sorry. I wish Ashley was here, because Ashley is one of those Dallas Cowboys fans, Ashley Nicole Moss,
yeah,
that thinks that the Dallas Cowboys going to win the Super Bowl every year.
Her and
now
Michael
they don't
Irvin.
Even have a chance. I'm going to be honest with you. They don't have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough for them. You stated it already, right? Tyron Smith has missed, you know, a couple games, more than a couple games the last 2 years. And I think people also forget Lyle Collins was a guy, right? He was their starting right tackle. He's in Cincinnati now. So you lost two starters with him and Connor Williams. You lost Fredrickson a few years ago at center. Zach Martin is still steady Eddie. He's a really good player, Pro Bowl player. He's still in there, but there's a lot of uncertainty on that offensive line. Adam Pac-Man Jones, how big of a loss is this for the Dallas Cowboys?
It's sad. It's sad. It's going to take away from the run game, of course. He's very good in the run game, but I don't know, man. Like, the Cowboys are got a spell on them or something right now. It, like, they just it's just something happening, like, all the time. And, you know, I'm still a big Cowboys fan because I love Jerry and the Cowboys. I will say that. But this is going to hurt everything that the offense had in plan. So hopefully they got some guys. I was looking on the roster just a second ago. They got a couple of good veteran guys over there. So hopefully it won't hurt them too bad.
Yeah, still the right tackle played really well for them last year, so that's a positive. That's why they let Lyle Collins go, because Steele came in and he played really well. But on paper, B. Marsh, I mean, I think it's safe to say that the Eagles look better on paper right now. Do you think they're in the front seat to win the division?
Yeah, I mean, you teed us up last week on the Eagles when we broke down
the
Eagles.
Well,
and one of the things that I and they're that dark horse.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's that team that you gotta watch out for. You know, at the end of the year, you can be saying, man, damn, we didn't see them coming.
Mm.
You know, Pack probably disagree with me. But like the Cincinnati Bengals last year, who the hell would have thought that the Bengals would have been in the Super Bowl and played at that level?
Yeah.
You understand? So yeah, dudes, I do think that the Eagles are a strong team. You know, I was shocked that they played as well as they did last year, you know. So it's just you know, it's gonna be cool to watch that team. Like that's one of the teams I'm like, you know what? I want to watch them.
You're excited to watch them this season.
Yeah, like can they really put it together?
I think it comes down to the quarterback, obviously, right?
Yep.
That's what it's going to be. I know, Pack, you're ex Dallas Cowboy, but do you believe, you know, not being biased, that the Eagles are in the front seat to win the division this year?
Of course, of course. They got all the keys. I mean, I'm saying all the keys to win. We talked about it the other day. This is a must win for them. I don't think they've been loaded like this since they had Shady.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think Jerry was on First Take today, and he was saying even with Tyron Smith being out, he still expects them to, you know, go to the playoffs, right? Because he said Tyron Smith is going to be back for the playoffs. So, like, essentially penciling the Cowboys in to the playoffs. But to your point, right, talking about the receiver group, like, that group is damaged right now. Talking about Gallup won't be ready for the season start, right? They brought in James Washington. He's hurt. He won't be ready for probably, you know, until week 7 or 8. Right now, CeeDee Lamb seems like he's out there by himself. And we asked, you know, on a show that we did last week, can he be a true number one? Well, we're going to find out pretty early, right? Because he's going to demand that double team. He's going to get double team because there really isn't no viable options outside of him right now. How can he elevate his team knowing he's going to get double team? We see Devontae Adams all the time. We see DeAndre Hopkins. Guys are double, but they still find a way to get the ball.
That's right.
Can he be able to do that? And to me, I think the Eagles are in the front seat, right? They've done everything possible to make sure Jalen Hurts has what he needs to succeed, right? They had the number one running offense in football. Miles Sanders comes back. They go get him a number one receiver. Now, you talked about it. Devontae Smith could technically be the number one receiver on that team. A.J. Brown, him and them, they could be 1A, 1B maybe, kind of like in Miami. Dallas Goedert, one of the best tight ends in football. Yeah.
Why are you talking so glowingly over the Eagles
and overlooking
Washington? Is it?
Are you serious? Is that a serious question? Commanders now, yeah. But was that a serious question?
It is, like, you, bro.
That's a serious question.
Have you seen Carson Wentz?
Have you seen Carson Wentz? Is the question.
These last couple weeks, bro. Outside that one,
they've been treating Carson Wentz like the side chick. He keeps getting bounced around.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, there's a reason why you keep getting traded.
Just a couple years ago, he was a league MVP.
No, you know, but he didn't win it. He didn't win it.
Sometimes, he was leading it until he tore his ACL.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Sometimes these guys, man, they have a couple down years, and then they figure it out mentally, and they right where they need to be.
Well, all I would say is this will be the last year he's given the starting job. Like, this is it for him. Like, I think if Washington doesn't go to the playoffs this year, like, he'll be fighting to be a starter from now on for the rest of his career. And we'll see. I mean, Washington's went through a lot over there. You know, Chase Young won't be ready for the season start.
He's on PUP.
Yeah, he's on PUP, so he won't be there the first four games, recovering from that ACL. So, you know, he's a big-time player on their defense. Their defensive line is one of the best in football when healthy. Last year, they just didn't play up to expectations. Guys were hurt. Him and Sweat on the edge were hurt. So we'll see them bounce back this year. I never go against a Ron Rivera team, but I think the Eagles are just light years ahead of Washington Commanders this year.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pack. What were you gonna say?
They ain't got no DBs.
We know how you feel about
Washington. Ain't got no DBs.
You know how he feels about one of their corners, man.
Yeah, man, he's a great guy, Jack. Come on, man. Ain't that like your youngin? Didn't you help?
He suck.
That was your youngin, though, Pack.
But he sucked though, bro. Like,
what did Will do to you, bro?
Nah, that ain't fair, but I'm just saying.
Okay, all right.
So they need some DBs. They got a hell of a front eight. And they don't got nothing in the back end.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them.
I disagree with Pack on that one, but, you know, he's our defensive guru.
Well, I think something that's interesting, too, is Antonio Gibson's always gotten a bad rapport, and now it looks like he won't even be starting this year. Supposedly, the running back they took, I think, in the third round, Brian Robinson, is in front of him, and Antonio Gibson is returning kicks for them now. And this dude is 1,000-yard back like every year. So I don't know what it is with him and Ron Rivera or that team and the offense. like every time he gets the ball, he does well. But for some reason, they just don't want to solidify him as the starting running back. All right. We watching highlights right now. Look at this dude taking off.
Bro, okay, let's move it forward too. Man. Y'all sleeping on the Giants too.
Boy, we definitely moving it forward. After you said that.
No, we ain't gonna do that. Y'all seen the same corner today at practice. Y'all seen this.
We definitely speed? Moving it forward since you talk about that, man. Why,
Pack ain't even entertaining me. Look, he got his head down.
You just trying to start some mess.
Pack. They can't get it rolling, Pack.
Nah, they got no chance.
It's Pack, totally look at Pack. Pack, they can't get it rolling.
Pack not even gonna answer that question. That's how ridiculous that question is.
I Am Athlete Tonight presents Countdown to Kickoff.
This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lijay Doosable, with my guys, Brandon Marshall, Adam Pac-Man Jones. Shout out to the Bengals radio on SiriusXM for providing that clip of Joe Burrow 75-yard touchdown pass in the Super Bowl to T. Higgins. And then also the Bengals radio training camp tour where Zach Taylor, the head coach, was talking about how guys on this team hold other guys accountable. And also Joe Burrow at a press conference explaining, you know, his improvement from last year. And it's our countdown to kickoff segment. And in our countdown to kickoff segment, we really hone in, lock in on one team as we lead up to the kickoff in the NFL in the 2022 season between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. And the team that we're really focused on today is the Cincinnati Bengals. I know Pack will be happy to have this discussion today. Joe Burrow, or yes. Burrow, as my guy Pack would say, he completed 70% of his passes last year, threw for over 4,600 yards and 34 touchdowns. Now, the Bengals had one of the worst offensive lines in football. I mean, it was bad. Joe Burrow got sacked 51 times and then another 19 times just in the playoffs alone. Crazy. That's insane. And they still went to the Super Bowl. But they've tried to rectify that, right? They brought in, you know, Alex Kappa, the guard from the Bucs, Ted Karras, the guard from the New England Patriots, and then Lyle Collins, the offensive tackle from the Dallas Cowboys, to help fortify that line to really make sure that Joe Burrow is protective. To me, they got one of the most, you know, explosive offenses, if not the most explosive offense in football, and one of the best running backs in Joe Mixon. I know he doesn't get talked about enough with, like, Nick Chubb and them, but he's a complete back, right? Over 1,200 yards rushing last year and 13 touchdowns. And they have a three-headed monster at receiver, right? Talk about Ja'Marr Chase. He lit the league on fire last year as a rookie. T. Higgins, he probably doesn't get as much pub because Ja'Marr Chase is on the team, but this is a consistent 1,000-yard receiver every single year. And then also Tyler Boyd went over 800 yards as the third receiver, which, Brandon, you know, that's hard to do with the third receiver go over 800 yards. So yeah, this is a very explosive offense. And then at the tight end position, Hayden Hurst is a guy that was a former first-round pick that they brought in to really shore up that tight end position because C.J. Uzomah left and went to the Jets. B. Marsh, will the O-line be able to actually protect Joe Burrow this year with the additions they've made?
You want my theme?
Oh, what's your thing?
My theme.
What's your theme?
Health.
Health. Oh, can they say healthy?
Health is the answer.
Yeah.
Health. Yeah, like Joe Burrow got to be healthy. Got to protect him.
Yeah.
Right? If they want to go, they want to go back. Health. And that's overall, too, with the team. This team is good, man. Pack took us
yeah, I was gonna
to
talk
Cincinnati,
about that. Yeah.
The Bengals camp. Full access. Pack went up, sat down with Mr. Brown. He got all access. He up there with the owner, you know, riding around in a golf cart, you know, and we were able to do whatever we wanted to do. And we were in the equipment room. We were playing ping pong in the damn locker room. He opened up the cafeteria to us. It was a phenomenal experience, unlike others. Miami Dolphins.
But Pack,
hold on. So, like, you know, we sat down and we got some great content with them, but more importantly, it was like a great conversation. Yeah. And it was great insight. I guess one of the most, you know, humblest teams I've ever been around. That's, you know, champions. Obviously, they win a Super Bowl, but they act like champions.
AFC champions.
Right? Yeah. Champions, bro, like stars. Like the way they communicated, the way they sat together in the cafeteria, it was unbelievable. The locker room, the chemistry in the locker room, man, it was awesome. So, like, they have everything they need. They're a smart team. Their football, they got really good football. When I say that on this show, that means, like, their philosophy on defense, their philosophy on offense, even special teams. They got great coaches. They have great energy, bro. Mm. Like, they just need to stay healthy. Joe Burrow needs to stay healthy, and everybody else needs to stay healthy. If they do, they're dangerous. They're dangerous.
Yeah. And I ask you this, and Brandon alluded to this, Pack. You guys went out there during training camp on a training camp tour, sat down with Joe Burrow, some of the receivers, other players on the team, right? what did you see out there when it comes to Joe Burrow? Now, I know he was injured, I think, at the time. He wasn't practicing with the team. I think he just had surgery. But, Pac, do you think he's ready to become a top five quarterback in year three?
Of course I think he's ready. First and foremost, Mr. Brown made it rain on the offseason with the front line, so he won't be getting hit as much as he did in the past. That's one good thing. Like Brandon said, we do need to stay healthy, but I think Zach Taylor is one of the best offensive coordinators, rising coordinators in the game right now. But I really think Joe have 2,000 yards this year with this team. Joe's been averaging like 1,200 without a line.
What do you mean 1,200?
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Well, I'm thinking two Joes there, so I just wanted to mention.
Oh, my bad. I should have said that. Joe Mixon, I think he should have a 2,000-yard year. This should be a 2K year for Joe Mixon because it should be a soft box the whole game. We got the number one wide receiver group. So you know it's going to be double coverage. You get what I'm saying? Like it should be a no-brainer for us offensive-wise. I will say this, on the defensive side, since Jesse has been out, Daxton Hill have had a chance to play a lot. He's looking really good, man. He's really around the ball. He's one of those guys that can play in the middle of the field. He can come down and guard number two or three.
He can be a nickel guy, too.
He tackled really good. And it shows that he's smart. He had his first interception against the Giants the other night on the tip ball. It was good. I think the key to making it back to the Super Bowl
we'll get there in a minute, Pat, because we still got to talk about the defense. But I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask Brandon, like, how special can this offense be? We saw how special it was without an offensive line last year. But where do you think – can they be one of the greatest offenses ever?
Offenses?
Yeah.
Look, bro, you got to protect Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
You just have to protect him. And this offensive line thing, it's more than just having studs up front. It's how they communicate, how they work together. And you know this, dudes.
Yeah.
Played 10 years in the trenches, you know, at the highest level. So, you know it takes a lot for those guys to come together. If they do that, absolutely. Why? Because Pac, that was a crazy, like some people will say that's a crazy prediction. But that could happen. Yeah. Joe Mixon could go for 2,000 yards this year. He can.
I said it first.
He's capable. But the question, Pac, is will they commit to the run? That's the –
Because you got receivers.
You got Joe. You got all these receivers. You know, Joe want to go out there. He's trying to hit 5,000 yards passing. But you have a running game and you have three receivers. You just said your third receiver 800. Had 800 That's receiving crazy. Yards.
He almost had 1,000. He had like 890, I think, T-Boy. Yeah,
it was almost 830. He had like 828.
Yeah.
So that's still crazy for the third guy to have that many yards.
One thing about Cincinnati, when it get cold, we got to run the ball.
You
know how it is when it get cold, B. It get really cold here.
Right.
I'm talking about
that ain't cold.
End of September. All right.
Chicago's cold.
Buffalo's
Cincinnati,
cold.
That's spring weather in December, January.
Man.
Cold, Pack.
Pittsburgh get cold in December. Like you play on the river. Come on, bro. This is some of the coldest games.
Off that lake, Cleveland get cold.
That's what I'm saying. Division games that's going to be in December, it's going to be freezing.
Have you ever played in negative 13 degrees?
I have at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
You did that in Chicago. Oh, my I had to have fur put
I'm quite sure you played in a lot of colder games than me then.
Buffalo was
probably being in Chicago.
Last game in Buffalo 2015.
No. That was 30 degrees outside. And y'all asses 30. Stayed on the bus. Y'all was better off staying on the bus.
Hey, I ain't going to say it, but a few people have, some touchdown passes that were dropped.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Your boy did, though.
We ain't going to talk about that. Y'all lost that game defense.
Yeah. Your boy Kimbrough Tompkins could have been the hero for us.
Oh, bro. That boy, I was on a bit like, bro, can I get help?
This is I Am Athlete tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Doosbo, with my squad, Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones. We were talking about the Cincinnati Bengals in our countdown to kickoff segment. We just went over the offense. Let's talk about this defense because, again, to me, it's if they make or have the same success they had last year, it's going to be because of this defense right now. A lot of people didn't talk about this defense. It's one of the top defenses in football. You look at the defensive line, Trey Hendrickson, right? To me, he's my defensive player of the year preseason. I'm putting him up there for defensive player of the year. I think he can win it this year. I mean, this guy had 14 sacks last year and then added 3.5 in the playoffs. And Brandon, you always talk about it. Who shows up in big games? This guy, 3.5 sacks in their playoff run. Like, that lets you know that he's an issue coming off the edge. You pair him with Sam Hubbard, who had 7.5 sacks. This is a really good pair on the edge. To me, they have really two really good stout defensive tackles. B.J. Hill, he's not a guy. He's a guy that can play against the run, but he can get after the quarterback. Almost had six sacks last year. And D.J. Reader, to me, is one of the best run-stopping D tackles in all of football. Logan Wilson, man. This guy's going to be a star.
He's
going to be a star. No, B, not for real. Like, when I talk about Logan Wilson, bro, you're talking about one of the top coverage linebackers in football. Very instinctive.
He's good.
Like, he can be special. Like,
I just love how you love football.
I do, man. I love the game, bro.
Hey, Pac, I'm sitting over here watching the TV. I didn't know we were still talking about the Bengals. Yeah. Damn, the whole block is about the Bengals.
Yeah.
Well, do this for me. Break down the special teams then, Mr. Football guy. Anybody can do offense.
I mean, they had a kicker, McPherson, who had ice in his veins, bro. That kid, for a rookie to make all those big-time kicks, like – last year, Cincinnati Bengals, most of their games came down to last-second kicks.
Right.
And for a rookie quarterback to have that much ice, I ain't seen anything in it since Tucker. Yeah, for a rookie kicker to have that.
Nothing like him.
Before he went out there to kick it, we'd be like, well, I guess we're going to the Super Bowl.
This dude like loves
that,
football.
That dude's different, man. But getting back to the defense, like, Pac, you talked about Jesse Bates, right? So he came back, I believe, Tuesday, signed his franchise tag. To me, one of the best ball-hawking safeties in football. You pair him with Von Bell, who to me is their enforcer back there. He's more of the in-the-box safety guy. You talked about Dax Hill. I loved him out of Michigan, right? Flexibility to play the safety position, deep middle, can play in the slot. They use him at Michigan to blitz, so you know he's a tough kid. And he's taking all these reps since, you know, Jesse Bates was kind of holding out. So that's going to help the Bengals, you know, in the stretch. Owuzie at corner is a really good corner, man. I know people talk about Eli Apple. I think he's actually a solid corner. I don't know what you think about him, Pac, but, you know, he gets a bad rap, but I think he's a solid corner. And your boy Mike Hilton, to me, is the best slot corner in the game, like in the NFL. So, Pac, I talked about the defense, right? The offense gets a lot of praise.
For him to talk about.
No, but I just want to hear what Pac has to say. You know, we talked about the offense, and, you know, they get a lot of praise, rightfully so. But people tend to forget that Chiefs game in the AFC Championship, the damn Bengals shut them out the second half. Same thing in the regular season versus the Chiefs, right? Look at the Titans game, right? Joe Burrow got sacked 9 damn times. But if it wasn't for the Bengals defense holding the Titans to nothing, I believe they forced 3 picks from Tannehill that game, then the Chiefs wouldn't have had a chance to win that game. So, you know, how much respect does this defense deserve? And do you think, you know, even though the offense is high-powered, if the defense shows up like it did last year, then that's their best chance to make it back to the Super Bowl?
That's the reason why we made it to the Super Bowl, because of the defense. First and foremost, Mike Hilton. Hey, my boy, he is a baller, bro. Like, you're talking about big time plays at big times. You can't ask. I think he's had the best postseason for a DB, maybe in the postseason history. Like, the stuff that he's done in the postseason, it's crazy. The pick that he had for the touchdown, that the batted ball that he caught and ran back. He's the guy. He's the guy that brings the fire to the defense. As you see, they can move him anywhere, but he's one of the best blitzers I've ever seen. He finds a way to bend and get through and make the play. But we got a lot of guys up front, like you just said. You just named them all. I think
all of them and the backup.
Tangibly. I think
that's of a size.
We're in the top.
He's another one.
They top five, top six as far as defense alignment and depth. We're looking pretty good there. But happy to have Jesse Bates back. He played a big role in this defense. He's a ball hawk, as we seen last year and in the Super Bowl when he caught the pick. He's a great player.
Yeah. I just want to apologize to you guys. Because as a team, I feel like I'm letting the team down today.
As far as the football.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo that we were going to break all 58 guys on the roster and the scout team down. Like, I didn't know, man, that. Like,
this is a real breakdown on countdown to kickoff.
Do you want to break down, like, the scouting department too?
I can't go that far. I stick to the players on the field.
But all this talk, we just spent 20 minutes talking about a team ain't even going to win in division.
What?
I actually agree with him, though.
You know who's going to win,
man?
It.
Who?
I got Ravens. Baltimore winning this.
Oh, game. Man, y'all is crazy, man. Okay.
I mean, Pac, just listen to me real quick, Pac. Right, last year everything lined up perfect for you guys. We talked about McPherson coming on and making a whole bunch of game winning kicks. Like,
and we beat Baltimore twice.
Yeah. No,
what course, are you talking
Lamar,
about?
I get Lamar that. Lamar didn't even play in one of those games.
Oh my God, you really don't know the facts. Go ahead, bro.
Playing both of them, but
I don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's talking about.
We also know Baltimore had more injuries than anybody last year. So if we keep it in a 100-pack, you know they had more injuries.
All them
anybody.
Corners. What's his name?
Marcus Peterson
ain't out there. Bro, we played y'all early. I don't know what schedule y'all are looking at.
The second game, Humphrey and Peters didn't play in the second game. Bro. That's why Averett was out there getting cooked. And you know it, Pat. You know
Averett. So I'm going to ask you this. You really think that Baltimore is gonna win the division?
Yes. I honestly do.
All right, how much do we want to bet on DraftKings
right
now? How much you want to bet, man? So I can put it in my memo. I got Cincinnati. What you want to bet?
Let me see. I got T.O. calling me right now.
We'll talk about that off camera, Pat. B-Mar, who do you think is the most important piece for them to
for who?
For the Bengals, for them to
you have still it. Want to talk about the Bengals?
Yeah, we got to finish it off. Who's the most important?
I want to talk about the Ravens right now. I want to talk about Lamar.
We talked
Jackson.
About the Ravens already.
I want to talk about Lamar Jackson standing on the sideline, Monday night game or whatever it was. It was a primetime game. It was the lights was on. Okay, yeah. He had this the dark glasses on. He had this big diamond chain on. Did you not see the ice in his veins? Did you not see that if I'm gonna get my money and then I'm gonna go out there and I'm about to go win the Super Bowl. That's what I saw.
That's what you saw?
That's what I saw. Anyways.
Pac not trying to hear that, he said.
Man, Pac is a homer. Pac is a homer. He's retired. He's still saying we. You can't be, what you doing? You're a broadcaster now. You're talking about we. That ain't your team no more.
Nah, what is your team, Brendan?
You tripping.
The Jets, baby. You know what time it is. The Jets. J-E-T-S.
He's a dolphin. He's a dolphin.
Yeah. He don't know what he is.
Yeah.
He was a dolphin till last week.
That's facts. But Brendan, real quick, then I'm going to go to Pack and then we're going to push this conversation forward. Who is the most important piece for the Bengals?
Man, don't ask me about no Bengals. Ask Pat. I don't want to talk about the Bengals. You broke down the whole and the freaking equipment
staff.
Who
is the most important piece, whether it's, you know, position group?
I think the most important piece is the kicker, Evan. He can kick it from anywhere. They was about to kick a 65-yard field goal, and for some reason, Coach pulled him back off the field the other day. That would have been really interesting from my understanding. He's kicked some from 60, 62 in practice. So I think he's the guy. If you get two first down, shit, we in field goal range, bro.
Call it. Go ahead and throw the kick out.
Kick it.
Well, to me, it comes down to the offensive line, right? And for what Brandon said, right? Health, right? Can they keep Joe Burrow healthy? First year got banged up. I don't know how he didn't get hurt last year. That man blessed. Got sacked 51 times, 19 in the playoffs. So, I mean, Brandon, you talked about it. It comes down to continuity. You can spend a lot of money. Lyle Collins, I think this is his first week actually practicing with the team. So, you know, you got to have that gelling factor with the offensive line. So, we'll see how fast that comes together. Because if not, they're going to have more of what they had last year.
All right. So, since y'all forcing me to talk about the Bengals.
No way we're going to have what we had last year.
A whole hour. Like, Pat keeps saying, every time we talk about the Bengals, we talk about the offensive line. He's like, oh, Mr. B made it rain. He made it rain. He spent the money on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Collins cut from the Cowboys?
Oh, that's because of what he was making, though, not because of his performance.
It was both.
No, it was not.
It's not. You know how it is, B. They be making a certain amount.
I don't know.
And what happened?
Bro, got pro bowlers that just came in here. What are you talking about?
Still, the right tackle was playing really well when Collins was hurt. So they were like, well, we're going to go. You know how it is. We're going with youth. We're going to go with youth and save money.
Okay.
So that's what happened. See. I mean, again, Lyle Collins was hurt. He literally just got back this week. He's been out for a while. So we'll see how quickly that offensive line can gel be. Because the quicker they gel, the better for Joe Burrow.
Terrell!
You're on the show.
What up?
What is you doing, man?
Man, I told you, bro.
Man, why do you got everybody else calling us? We want to talk to you. We don't need to talk to your agent.
What? No, bro, I already specified to Brandon via text that what is there to talk about, bro? Well, are you a spokesperson for Brandon? We've already discussed it. No. I know you.
Hold on. I'm going to exclude myself from the conversation then.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. He's having you to text me about not coming on. I think I was very clear with what I had to say via the video. Prior to you, and unbeknownst to you, this happened like 2 years ago before you even knew anything happened, Pac-Man. This happened before you even came on the scene.
Well, why did you put my name in it then? You should have kept my name out of it.
Well, no. Within the last couple of months, you hit me up about running a 60.
I did.
So that's why, and again, if you notice when I said the clip, I just mentioned your name. I didn't come
I love you. You already ain't nothing personal against us.
No. I get it. But you got, oh boy, maybe he's feeling a certain way. Maybe he's feeling a certain way. Well, I already told you what the deal was. At the
Brandon,
end of the day,
he's talking to you.
What's that?
Brandon?
I'm here. Hello, Terrell Owens.
All right, first of all, my name is Terrell. I mean, if we're gonna get over here and be respectful, call me by my right name. I don't have to be on here.
You're right. That's my bad. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. How you doing? You look good, man.
I was born this way.
That 438, that ain't real, T.
It don't matter. It's enough. I even told people whether it was 438, 44, whatever. I said that's unofficial. It doesn't matter. All I know is under 4.5. It's a 4.4 something.
4.58.
It don't matter. Well, you run a 4.78 then if that's the case. So if you want to raise, your money is already lost.
Hey, T, man. Hey, bro. What you doing? What's this regimen? Why you look like this at 75?
Hey, I don't have a regimen, bro. It's just what I do. That's why I did what I did on the football field. And it shows, and you did what you did on the football field, and it showed. You know where you are. I know where I am. We two different people. People are built different. Maybe we are. I am different.
I ain't have a good career.
What's that?
I didn't have
career. I don't compare myself with other guys. At the end of the day, the people know 1, 2, and 3. My name is mentioned. One or the other. All I know is you're not even in the top 10.
Ooh. Hey, listen. I would say this. You are a legend. You are one of the greatest wide receivers to ever grace, you know, God's green grass in between the lines, for sure. But one thing for certain, though, your ass too old to be lining up. You that was a 4.7, okay? A 4.7.
I'll take that.
You look good, but you ain't moving like that.
I'll take that.
He choppy. You choppy.
If I'm running 4.7, then.
We losing you, T.
Don't cut him off.
Pac, how you feel about all this? See, y'all think y'all round me up. I'm in. Go ahead.
He know he can't beat me in running. It's not even a question, can he beat me in running? I already raced T when we was in our prime. And like.
So what happened?
I won. And then he was like, oh, no, we racing 60 yards. Then the second time we raced, I peeled out on him. I was looking back like, yeah. And then he caught up with me on the second time. I will say that. But the first time, pew, pew, pew.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think he clocked at? He looked good, but was he moving on that video, racing them kids?
I don't know, because my question is, if you was moving so fast, why put them in the video? I would have just had it like time, laser or whatever, but. Everybody know T.O. is a freak of nature when it comes to his body and all the stuff that he do with the Pilates and all the bands and all of that. That's why he look like that. And whatever else he doing, you know what I mean? Maybe eating right and taking the right vitamins. but at the end of the day, I love T. He's always going to be one of my top friends. But he don't want no smoke with Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Me and you, when we were on this tour, right, we stopped in San Francisco, right? And at the end, we ran.
Yeah.
Do you think, how you think I stack up against T.O.? Because me and you went, we ran a couple 30s, 40s.
Yeah, but that one, we weren't really running, though, B. Like, I had shoes on.
You think I can get T? You think I can get T?
No, I don't think you can
beat him. I'm back.
I don't think you can beat him in running. He can move. And I ain't just saying that. I don't think he can beat me, but that motherfucker can go.
You can go.
What? Hey, I'm back.
There you go.
Yeah, my phone got hot in the steam room.
So what's your resume, man? How the hell your body look like that?
Bro, I mean, I've told Brandon this time and time again. Even when Brandon was playing, he asked me about working out, my regimen, everything. He never
I know,
me
I
up.
Seen it. Yeah.
He never took me up on that option. He never took me up on that option. He asked me what I did, my training, this and that, and the other. at the end of the day, a lot of people didn't know, like, during the course of my career, I never worked out sports on the field stuff. I played basketball in the offseason to stay in shape. I just played football because I became competitive, and then I started to realize my skill set. But as far as anything nutrition-wise, bro, I just ate healthy. Pac-Man, you saw what I did. Yeah. I was fish, chicken, turkey, salad, no cheese, don't drink during the season. That was how I felt like I needed to get an edge and then play with some of the elite and be considered one of the greatest. I played with one of the greatest of all time in Jerry Rice. That was I saw
the greatest of all time.
Right, exactly. I've always said that. He's always been – I've never denied that or disputed that. He's number one in my book.
Okay. And I ain't top 10?
Not – I don't go past the top three.
Well, give me your top five, T. Can you give me a top five for me?
Me, Randy, Jerry, maybe Larry Fitzgerald, maybe Calvin Johnson.
I like that five. God damn, that's a top five. That's a good five.
So T,
and in whatever order you want. Yeah.
So T, how we make this right? Because we were having these conversations. You know what I'm saying? We were having these conversations. We're going back and forth about this race. You know, it got heated. You know, and you've been saying some things publicly. You called me a fat ass, all of that. Like, how do we make it right, T? Because, like, I do look up to you, but you be talking bad about me, bro. We can't hear you. Your voice.
I'm a person of integrity, bro. You set up two races twice. We can go back.
T, your voice. You're covering up your microphone, T.
On this. We did. We set it up twice. One in December, and then we did it again December 22nd, and you never showed up. That's right. When we started the race talk, I never brought any financial compensation up. None of that. You posted a video of you running on the treadmill. You with your assistant Haley and put 100 with the bag on you. You did that. You want to make it right? Show up, and I'll show up.
Okay. All right. Can we make it a thing? Can we have SiriusXM come out and cover it? And like, could it be like a live event too?
You can bring Fox News, CNN. You can bring anybody you want. That ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm a smoke.
How long do you need to get ready, B?
I'm a smoke your ass.
Brandon, how long you need to get ready?
Hey, that boy, I'm gonna be honest though. I seen that video. I was like, hey, give me 6 weeks.
I said, you take a year. It don't matter. I ain't gonna change.
Yeah, ain't gonna change.
The only way you probably beat me is you get on some PTs. And that still ain't gonna probably help.
We can test. We can bring. What is the association? The Olympic Association. We can test.
Bro, huh? It don't matter, bro. It ain't nothing about you that scares me. Not nothing.
Mm. T. Okay. All right. You like yourself over me in boxing?
We've already discussed that.
You took that out. Oh no.
I remember you texted me at like 11 something at the night. At nighttime, you was on the line with the CEO, and you asked me, "Would I fight you with $2 million?" What was my response?
Yeah. He said something wild.
I said, I knocked your ass out for
you. I love it. See, you can play football and you can play a little basketball, but your ass can't fight. You ain't got no hands. You ain't grow up fighting. You from Alabama, bro. Like in the country, y'all ain't have even people in your neighborhood. We can't hear you, T. We can't hear you.
He's trying to find a sport that he can win because he's already jumped over racing. He already knows he's not gonna win.
Well, give me 6 weeks. I'm ready.
Want to do it? You can get whatever you want.
Hey, can you take your hand off of your microphone? Because we
oh my bad. Oh,
that's our there you go.
Don't even out of
my bad. You can take however time you want, bro.
All right, give me 6 weeks. I'm ready.
You done?
We gotta make this race happen now.
We'll make it happen. Let's make it happen, Pac.
All right, bro. I'm out of here.
I appreciate you, Tio. Appreciate you calling in. 6 weeks, B. You gonna be ready?
I'm ready now.
You ready now?
Give me 6 more weeks. I'm gonna beat his ass by 5 yards.
We gonna see. I can't. I'm gonna show up.
And Pac-Man, you too. You too.
Oh, Pac, you too.
You going in the
you
race?
You want me to race too? Bro, come on. Y'all better keep it.
He know because he know I beat him in San Fran.
Bro, you want me to play this video for you guys when I was looking back at him? Hey, bro,
play the video.
I had shoes on. This man got cleats. He all warmed up. He dripping sweat. Like, come on, let's race. I'm like, damn, bro, you want to race right now?
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.